I'm not sure about you, but when it comes to traveling, I just don't think I want to carry a lot of luggage and baggage and stuff, you know? You got to pay for the extra baggage because nowadays you can't carry it, you know, only can carry two. And so you carry more stuff, you got to pay for it. If it weighs more and it's one of the two you're carrying, you got to pay for more stuff too. And it has to go through the baggage claim, you got to wait in line and all that when you can just travel light and take something where you can put on take on the on the train or the plane and take it when you come off. I don't want to travel with a lot of luggage, you know. I just don't want to travel with a lot of baggage. It just kind of slows you down and weighs you down. You got to, you know, you can't get up the stairs with it. You got to look for an elevator sometime. Then when you get off the plane, you gotta go wait for your baggage before you can move on. I just don't want to travel with baggage. You know? I want to just take it light, don't you? I mean, that's how I feel about life too. I just don't want to take the baggage. There's some decisions that I didn't make and allow someone to make for me, and someone wants to judge me in a decision that I allow someone to make when I was a child. Then they kind of throw it in a conversation about this or that, or decisions I made when I didn't have all the reasoning facilities as a child, you know, I made for myself, you know. And basically, when it comes down to decisions, really, you do make them for yourself. Because you can always choose to say no or go in most cases. If there are some things that were choices and decisions that adults made for you as a child or against you, you don't have to carry that baggage either, you know, because you can't go back and undo it. You've got to get through it and you've got to keep moving. So deal with it. Don't just act like it hasn't occurred. Let it process through your feelings and totally give it to God. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and travel. And sometimes you find yourself thinking you need to forgive God because you blame God and say, God, oh, why did you, where were you, weren't you there, and all that. And God, in His sovereignty, shows you He's never left you and He's always cared. And these things that have happened may not have been His highest good, but in somehow in this weird process, it has made us who we are. And oftentimes, if we allow the lesson or the sensitivity to give us a new perspective on life and how it might lead us into one's service, or another, a woman who had lost her child to drunk driving started the MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that never would have started. You know, so some things can come out of it. You can choose to recycle the things that have been thrown at you that you think is garbage, been, you know, and has made your life miserable. You can recycle that into something that is purposeful to His glory and honor. So you don't have to travel with the baggage. You can just change your perspective and look at something a different way and lighten the load. You can go through and discard, do I need this? Do I need this? Do I need this? This is old. I don't need this. And when I get there, because I walk by faith and not by sight, God has something totally new. He makes all things new. See, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. He can perfect all that concerns us and calls all things to work together for our good. That even in the storm, after the storm, the ground has been pummeled with rain and the grass is greener and it just kind of comes up and grows richer and fuller. That even in the pruning of and taking away the things that the dead leaves and what you thought you needed, when you prune that thing, that rose bush back, it's more vibrant and it's more colorful. At Mount Pisgah, where I attend, we say we are a healthy, vibrant church. And sometimes to make things vibrant, there's a pruning and a cutting away and a letting go and changing. Because vibrancy is like, even with the butterfly, has to go through this process that is not comfortable, doesn't look comfortable, looks kind of ugly, but it has to go through that cocoon process to have these vibrant colors. And then when he comes through those colors, he can't say, oh, I'm going to carry this cocoon around with me because this is my cocoon. This is my experience. This is where I come from. No. He sheds all that stuff and he just takes flight. And so that's what I want you to do this new year or this new month or this new day, because every moment, every second is an opportunity for newness. We don't have to wait until the new year or my birthday or anything like that. We can just start. Every time we get a revelation, we can choose life. Even if we don't have the revelation of it at that point, we can, by faith, choose to go the high road into the manifestation of the reason or the benefit of it. But right now, we can choose to say, do I need to travel with bitterness and unforgiveness and what happened to me? And do I need to keep classifying myself as what I've experienced and what I've done in this new day? Can I put something, a more positive thought on my I am? Can I look to the heels from which cometh my help? Can I move forward and progress onward? And I can do this more freely if I let go of things. And know that in letting go of things, it may not be immediate. It might be the process of moving forward, evaluating, spending time in solitude, checking that thing and seeing why, and then releasing it and allowing the Holy Spirit to heal you in that place. You know, where you're going to get there, you got to sometimes see where you are and say, I'm here and I need to get there. So in your process of letting go, if it is a process, if it is a layer at a time till you get to the root of the matter, that is forward moving still. Just letting go one scale at a time, letting go one piece of luggage at a time, till you get to the root of the matter. And you say, I put all of this, carrying all this luggage, and this was a really reason I carried this, because I wanted acceptance or I was afraid of rejection. But now I know that the blood of Jesus has validated me. He's accepted me, not only into the family of God, but into the kingdom of God, into the holies of holies. I've really been accepted, so I don't have to carry all this luggage and put on all these masks and put on all this garb. I can simply trust God, walk by faith, and know that, and look to fulfill His purposes, because now my hands are free to do His will, to do His service. Yeah. Why don't you travel this year without your baggage and your luggage cart? Okay, move forward to His glory and honor. And I think you'll like it. Yeah, I think you'll like the lighter load. Look to the heels from which cometh your help. And let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Free yourself up in praise and prayer and surrendering all to the God who truly, truly cares. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. There's another inspiration right off the cuff this Tuesday morning, December 21st. May you have a blessed, wonderful, awesome day as you move along the way and you travel without The luggage and the baggage cart. Keep it light. Walk in the light.